two more people who are classified as protected. Catherine Mangu Ward of Reason Magazine, she's protected because she's pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And also Steve Lonigan, former mayor of Pagoda, New Jersey. He's not pregnant, but he is blind. And Steve, you're blind. You should be glad the ADA exists.
And I'm glad I'm not pregnant.
You. Me too. But aren't you thankful for the ADA? It's meant to protect people like you.
No, John, I'm offended by it. First of all, I'm offended by the term disability. I do not have a single disability. I may have a condition, I may have a handicap that I work to overcome every day and have done so very successfully, but I do not like being put in that category at all. It is a demeaning one. I think it's politically incorrect, by the way. But the Americans for Disability Act, fortunately, came into law after I had started and built my own business, because like Greg Perry spoke about earlier, had that law been in place when I was a kid, I don't know where I would be today.
It might have said to you, I'm disabled, I should just be passive.
Well, it certainly sets up barriers, I believe, to go out and getting a job. Everybody who's classified with a so-called disability is a walking lawsuit to any possible employer. So when you go in to get a job, rather than going in saying, here's what I can bring to your business, here's what I can do to be productive for your business, the first question is, what are you going to cost me? Are you going to be a burden on my business, or are you going to be an asset to the business? And that's the first thing a person who has a so-called disability has to overcome. So it actually puts people at a disadvantage.
Except for you actually can't even ask that question, right? Out loud, they just think it quietly and try to find out a way to get the answer.
And it's kind of peculiar if you're going to walk in like somebody like me. If you're blind or visually impaired, it's going to be pretty clear that you have some sort of a situation. And the best thing you can do is address it up front and say, here's what I'm going to do when I come into your workplace. Here's what I'm going to do to overcome the situation, be even more productive than your other employees. I've always been able to do that.
But when the law discourages that kind of open conversation.
It discourages it, and that's very distasteful to me.
Catherine, pregnancy is not covered specifically by the Americans with Disabilities Act, but other anti-discrimination laws cover you, and you're a protected class. Aren't you glad?
You know, a whole bunch of weeks of paid maternity leave and some extra legal protection sound pretty good to me right now that I'm pregnant, but it sounds terrible to my 27-year-old self. It sounds terrible to young, newly married women. It sounds terrible to mothers of a 2.5 or a 3-year-old, because making something illegal doesn't make it go away. Anyone who's ever broken the speed limit knows that. So what happens instead is discrimination finds other ways around. And in this case, that means employers are quite reasonably going to discriminate against people who threaten to spawn, people who look like they might get knocked up any day now. And that's, that's just a rational behavior.
Because then they will have to treat them with extra kid gloves and pay them while they have time off.
Was that intentional pun, kid gloves?
Oh, no, it was unintentional.
Exactly. That not only are there the direct costs of leave and pregnancy in the United States, there is no guarantee of paid maternity leave, which makes us different than almost all other countries, but it's the lawsuit issue. It's the same thing with the ADA. It's not the immediate small expense of putting in the ramp. It's the lawyer's fees. It's always about the lawyer's fees.
Steve, in your town, when you were mayor, you were ordered under the ADA to put up Braille signs in your office building.
Just demonstrates how utterly ridiculous this. I'm the only blind guy in the building, yet the law says that you have to put up a Braille signs next to every office door. Think about how ridiculous this is. You have to find the sign. You have to get to the sign, then you have to be able to read Braille before you know what's in the office. It's a lot easier to walk in and say, hey, where is this office? I mean, the whole thing, you know? And John, what the ADA boils down to is compulsive compassion coerced by the government. A government determining how to be compassionate through all these ridiculous rules and regulations, and at the end of the day, it actually hurts people. Society, Thomas Paine said, society in its worst form is a blessing. Government in its best form is a necessary evil. Society is much better at addressing this issue and dealing with it than all these government regulations.
Catherine, you say this is a free speech issue. What do you mean?
It's basically a situation where you're telling people they can't have the kind of conversations that normal, rational adults would have. So if
the EEOC says an employer may not ask questions about the applicant's children or plans to start a family.
That's exactly
illegal.
Right. It's just a question of, you know, if I walk into a job interview, there's a lot of questions that someone might have for me. And one of them might be, are you pregnant right now? How is that going to impact your job performance? Now, actually, strictly speaking, I think it's not illegal to ask that question. However, any lawyer worth their salt will tell you it would be deeply stupid to ask that question. And it's because the discrimination that might follow or a pattern of question asking is illegal. I think that it's just wrong to take to use the force of the law to prohibit people from asking questions and answering them forthrightly.
It would be legal if they ask everyone that question, including men, ask if you were pregnant.
And you know, I actually applaud your compliance since you discussed the potential pregnancy status of both of your panelists here.
Steve, you've had many employees. Have you been sued? Challenge?
Well, I haven't been sued directly, but back in 1985, I built a kitchen showroom for my kitchen cabinet manufacturing and retail business, and I employed over 70 employees. And that was pre-ADA, so it was pre-1990, and the town required wheelchair ramps and handicapped accessible bathrooms. But that would have added an enormous amount of money to the renovations of the building that I had acquired at that time. So I was able to get a waiver on those things, which I couldn't get under the ADA. Had the ADA been in place, I would not have been able to afford to retrofit that building and do the extra $50,000 or $60,000 worth of improvements, and I never would have opened that store. And everybody would have lost out on that.
People don't see the unintended consequences. We all like those big handicapped bathroom stalls, but people don't stop to think that, gee, that means there are fewer stalls because they're so big.
Well, there's another aspect is you have government in here mandating that some small startup business has to spend all this extra money. If that's what people want, if that's what elected officials think they should be doing, make the government pay for it. You put that on the table, you're going to see a bunch of congressmen. They're going to think twice before they pick up the tab. But it's okay to tell the little business owner, hey, you're going to spend an extra $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, whatever it is, even more, so that you may be accommodating some multimillionaire in a wheelchair. Because don't think that every person with a so-called disability is not going to be successful or capable of making their own way.
Catherine, I'll give you the last word. I think the public likes the idea of protected classes, and now most people are protected. Men over 40 are protected. Everybody over 40, you can't fire an old person. Apparently 41 is old. People like that.
You know, there's nothing like being pregnant to really make you realize that the phrase one size fits all is a joke. And I think that that's something that applies here, that when we have rules that go across the board that treat all people with a disability or a special condition or a certain age or a certain hair color or whatever it is, as if they're the same, as if they need the same accommodations, we wind up doing a disservice to those people and to everyone else.
But all laws have to include everybody. Are you saying just don't have a law?
Yeah, just don't have a law.
Scandal. Yes, I am.
Just don't have a law. What a wonderful concept.
Well, get rid of it.
Thank you, Catherine Mangan Ward and Steve Lonergan.
Thanks, John.
Next, would I be here today hosting Stossel if the ADA were around when I began my career? Probably not. And I'll tell you why when we return.